Good morning, or I guess I should say good afternoon. I'm Rita Caldwell, Chair of the Committee on Women in Science, Engineering, and Medicine. I'd like to welcome you all to this conference report dissemination. It's an event that's being held on behalf of the committee and also on behalf of the national academies, which include the National Academy of Engineering, National Academy of Sciences, the Institute of Medicine, and also the National Research Council, which serves as the principal arm of the academies. All of these institutions operate under the same congressional act of incorporation that established the National Academy of Sciences, and that was signed by President Abraham Lincoln in 1863. It created an entity that would not be part of the government, but instead would provide scientific and technical advice, counsel to the government, as it was presumed then, and it certainly is the same today, that by being apart from the government, the National Academy of Science could focus on its mission and not be caught in any political fray. Well, that's always hard to avoid, but I think the Academy succeeds in doing it. The Committee on Women in Science, Engineering, and Medicine, which I refer to as CWSEM, I don't know what other, SWIM, was established as a permanent standing committee of the National Research Council in 1990. So it's a committee that bridges the Academy of Science, Academy of Engineering, and the Institute of Medicine. Now, since its inception, SWIM has published several reports on women in all sectors of the scientific and technical enterprise. But as chair of the committee, I can tell you that we've reviewed our mandate and we are committed to the priority of women in science, engineering, and medicine. And it's very relevant today and especially to today's event. We're working now on an explicit focus on career pathways for women to be retained and advanced in research careers to all levels, and especially leadership positions. So we've organized today's dissemination event to provide as much time as possible for discussion amongst us in this room, and also for those many who have joined us through the webcast. It's my understanding that those of you on the web can email questions for the speakers, and they'll be shared with the audience by the SWIM staff. Now, there are a lot of stakeholder communities that have to be engaged in meaningful discussion of this conference report, and it's a substantial report, as you can see from those at your table. So I would like to say that the focus of the event today is really on the federal agencies and professional societies. I look forward to the discussion, especially how we can move forward in ensuring that women of color, scientists and engineers, physicians, have access to education, to the career paths that can help them be successful, and at the same time ensure that institutions and organizations engage meaningfully on how to support women of color in their communities. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce Lydia Villa-Komarov, who is the Chief Scientific Officer of Cytonome ST LLC, a biotech company based in Massachusetts. And Lydia is a very active and much valued member of the Standing Committee on Women in Science, Engineering, and Medicine of the Academies. She served as co-chair of the ad hoc committee that produced the report and was instrumental, along with her co-chair, Florence Bonner, in ensuring that the conference summary report is disseminated. Before I turn the committee over to you, Lydia, I think it would be nice to go around the room and introduce ourselves briefly. Name and affiliation would be very helpful.
Please use the microphone.
Oh, yes, and please use the microphone. You press the speak and it turns red, and then be sure to turn it off, because then you, if you don't turn it to mute or turn it off, it echoes through the room.
Good afternoon. I'm Florence Bonner, and I am Senior Vice President and Professor Emeritus from Howard University, and currently CEO of Bonner and Associates Consulting, Research and Education Consulting.
And you've met me, Lydia Villa-Komaroff, Chief Scientific Officer of Cytonome, previously Vice President for Research at Northwestern University, and other stuff.
I'm Janine Clayton. I'm the Director of the Office of Research on Women's Health at NIH and the NIH Associate Director for Research on Women's Health, and delighted to be here today for this event.
Hi, I'm Beth Michnak. I'm a program director for the ADVANCE program at the National Science Foundation. I'm also a professor of geography at the University of Arizona.
Hi, I'm Wei Jing. I'm not Vivian Ping. I'm a research associate for the Committee on Women in Science and Engineering and a supporting staff for this committee as well. Welcome to this event.
Good day. My name is Othelene Lawrence. I'm an environmental scientist and the EERE Diversity and STEM program lead at the Department of Energy and also a Howard University graduate.
Good afternoon. My name is Joy Titus Young, and I'm with the American Chemical Society. I'm here representing our executive director, CEO, Madeline Jacobs, who could not attend today. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I'm the manager of the Department of Diversity Programs at the ACS.
My name is Brittany Humphrey, well, recently Brittany Johnson now. I work at the American Chemical Society, and I am a staff liaison for our Women Chemists Committee and our program manager for our Women Chemists of Color program. And I'm also a Howard grad.
Wow. I'm Tamara Lewis Johnson. I apologize, I'm not a Howard grad. but my father went there, my sister went there, niece and nephew went there. So I think we're well represented there. I work at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and I work in the area of women's health and clinical research policy.
Hi, I'm Jessica Cundiff. I'm a research analyst at the Computing Research Association, working in the Center for Evaluating the Research Pipeline.
Hello, my name is Eric Russell. I am the Director of Programs at the Computing Research Association.
Hello, I am Millette Mesfin. I'm a AAAS Policy Fellow currently at OSTP, but more importantly was a former Merzian Fellow working with Kitty Didion on the Committee for Women, Science, Engineering, and Medicine.
Hi, my name is Aman Yame-Menta. I'm a research assistant, also working for the Computing Research Association, specifically with the Center for Evaluating the Research Pipeline.
And I'm Heather Wright. I'm also a research assistant for the Center for Evaluating the Research Pipeline at the Competing Research Association.
I'm Jane Stout, and surprise, I'm also from the Computing Research Association. I'm the director of this elusive Center for Evaluating the Research Pipeline. We are an evaluation team of social and behavioral scientists at the CRA.
Good afternoon. I'm Wanda Ward, head of the Office of International and Integrative Activities in the Office of the Director at the National Science Foundation, and pleased to be here among so many distinguished friends and colleagues on this very important topic.
Good afternoon. I'm Mylon Yeager. I'm the Executive Director of the American Institute for Medical and Biological Engineers.
Good afternoon. I am Terry Cornelison. I am the Associate Director for Clinical Research in the Office of Research of Women's Health, headed by the illustrious Dr. Clayton, and I am very happy to be here. I'm married to a Howard alum. Does that count?
I have friends from Howard University in college. Rosemary Fullart, National Institute of Health. Work as a medical officer, Office of Research in Women's Health, and I help support the Women of Color Research Network Committee under the NIH Working Group on Biomedical Careers under Dr. Clayton.
I'm Sharon McGrain, and I am just an interested observer, and thank you for letting me come.
Hi, my name is Christine Grant, and I am a professor of chemical and biomolecular engineering at North Carolina State University, also Associate Dean of Faculty Development and Special Initiatives in the College of Engineering. And I'm here in D.C. on sabbatical working with Shirley Malcolm at AAAS as a visiting senior scholar. And as of 2 weeks ago, I am also working as an expert at the Natural Science Foundation.
Hi, I'm Marianne Holmes, and I'm also director of the Advanced Program at the National Science Foundation, and my home institution is University of Nebraska-Lincoln, where I'm on the Earth and Atmospheric Sciences
Department. Hello, I'm Hannah Valentine. I'm the new Chief Officer for Scientific Workforce Diversity at the NIH. Prior to that, I led the diversity efforts at Stanford University. I'm a cardiologist by training, and continue to do research in that space as well.
And one of our favorite, my favorite people has just arrived, Vivian Pin. Vivian, would you like to brief? You don't need any introduction, but that's okay.
I apologize. I got stuck with the closed roads everywhere near where I live. I'm Vivian Pin. I'm retired. Former director of the Office of Research on Women's Health, and currently a senior scientist emerita at the Fogarty International Center, NIH.
Thank you. I would like to add, Sharon McGrain is very shy. She actually has written several books, one of which is Women Nobelists, and it's published by the National Academy of Science, so she's here as an observer.
Kitty Didion, Director of the Committee on Women in Science and Engineering Medicine, and I know we have several of our colleagues from American Society of Civil Engineers and several of the other societies online, and while we can't have you introduce yourselves, we are hoping that you will be asking questions of our panel and the rest of the community during the session.